Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. People's Financial Corporation announces a regular cash dividend. People's Financial Corporation, parent of the People's Bank, has declared a regular semi-annual cash dividend of 18 cents per common share. The dividend will be payable on June 13, 2025, to shareholders of record as of June 11, 2025. Chairman and CEO Chevis C. Sweatman expressed satisfaction with the financial improvement and commitment to shareholders. The company, with $867 million in total assets, operates 18 bank facilities along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. People's Financial Corporation's common stock is listed on the OTCQX Best Market under the symbol PFBX. Forward-looking statements in the press release caution against placing undue reliance on forecasts. For more information, visit the company's website or the SEC's website.
Rapid Fire Safety and Security acquires SDS Security. Rapid Fire Safety and Security has acquired SDS Security, a security systems integrator based in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. SDS brings over 200 years of combined industry experience in designing, installing, and maintaining security systems. This acquisition marks Rapid Fire's fifth in Texas and 20th overall since 2022. SDS Security's client-centric approach and expertise in video surveillance, access control, and fire alarm systems have made them a trusted partner across various industries. The SDS team will continue to provide exceptional service, now with the added support and resources of Rapid Fire. This strategic move strengthens Rapid Fire's presence in Texas and enhances their ability to deliver cutting-edge security solutions. SDS Security's president, Steve Schmitz, expressed excitement for the future and the partnership with Rapid Fire. Perfect moment bolsters leadership with top execs from rival Canada Goose. What could the future hold? Perfect Moment Limited is enhancing its leadership team with top executives from rival Canada Goose, aiming to capitalize on the growing luxury fashion and goods segment. With the global luxury industry experiencing a slowdown in demand, Perfect Moment is strategically positioning itself for future growth. By hiring industry veterans like Chathwira Singhe and Vittorio Giacomelli, the company is focusing on operational efficiency and production quality. Additionally, Perfect Moment is shifting towards a more direct-to-consumer business model, following in the footsteps of Canada Goose. This approach allows for greater brand control, higher profit margins, and a more personalized customer experience. As the luxury goods market continues to evolve, Perfect Moment is adapting its strategy to appeal to consumers seeking both technical excellence and exclusivity in their luxury purchases.
Investor news breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ, RNAZ, appoints RNAi pioneer Philip Zamore to Scientific Advisory Board. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc. has appointed Dr. Philip D. Zamore, a renowned figure in RNA interference research and co-founder of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, to its Scientific Advisory Board. Dr. Zamore, chair of the RNA Therapeutics Institute at UMass Chan Medical School, is known for his foundational work in RNA biology and gene silencing mechanisms. His election to prestigious institutions highlights his impact on the field. Transcode leaders see this addition as a strategic enhancement to the company's RNA-targeted cancer therapy programs, focusing on treating metastatic disease through intelligent RNA therapeutics delivery based on its proprietary TTX nanoparticle platform.
Velocity Global appoints James Loftus as Chief Financial Officer. Velocity Global, the leading provider of employer of record, EOR, has appointed James Loftus as Chief Financial Officer. Loftus, with over 20 years of experience in fintech, M&A, and venture capital, will play a crucial role in shaping the financial and corporate strategy of Velocity Global. As the CEO, Françoise Brewer, stated, James's expertise in scaling high-growth businesses will be instrumental in leading the employer of record category. With a background in leading high-performing teams and serving as a strategic advisor to startups, Loftus is excited to contribute to Velocity Global's mission of empowering growing companies with global workforce solutions. We look forward to seeing how his leadership will further expand the business and deliver seamless, compliant solutions to clients worldwide.
Investor News Breaks, Bioadaptives Inc., BDPT, showcases breakthrough stem cell benefits in region dog chews. Bioadaptives Inc., through its premium pet wellness division, PawPM, has announced compelling clinical results for its flagship product, ReGM Dog Chews. In trials led by veterinarians, ReGM showed a 281.3% increase in circulating stem cells after 4 weeks. The product's benefits are tracked using the company's proprietary APBAR rating system, helping pet owners monitor improvements in appearance, performance, behavior, attitude, and responsiveness. Crafted with natural ingredients, including cyanobacteria and adaptogens, ReGM TM is a veterinarian-recommended, safe, and tasty chew dogs love. With no reported adverse effects, ReGM M offers a science-backed solution for pet wellness.
Vivacore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, leads the charge, sees impressive success in environmentally conscious oil field operations. Vivacore Inc., VIVK, has seen impressive success in environmentally conscious oil field operations, reporting a 201% year-over-year revenue increase in Q4. The company completed additional gathering lines and acquired Endeavor entities. With a focus on clean technologies, Vivacore is proving that environmental responsibility and profitability can go hand in hand. As the oil and gas industry faces increasing scrutiny for its environmental impact, Vivacore's innovative approach is setting a new standard. Advancements in clean technology offer pathways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and Vivacore is leading the charge in this important shift towards sustainability. Westlane Partners welcomes Rita Salas, former Chief Investment Officer of New York City's pension system, as senior advisor. Westlane Partners, a private equity firm focused on special situations in the middle market, has announced the addition of Rita Salas as a senior advisor. Ms. Salas, the former Chief Investment Officer of New York City's $100 billion pension system, brings decades of leadership in public and private sector finance. Her expertise in navigating high-stakes environments will support Westlane's focus on executing special situations across the middle market. With a background in finance and a track record of success, Ms. Salas's strategic judgment and operational discipline will be invaluable to the firm. For more information, visit Westlane Partners' website.
Newton Golf Company Inc., NASDAQ, NWTG, releases financial report. Business highlights for Q1 2025. Newton Golf Company Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NWTG, has reported a significant revenue increase in the first quarter of 2025. The adoption of the Newton Motion Shaft by over 30 professionals has contributed to this growth. The company has projected revenue guidance for 2025 to be between $6.5 million and $7 million. With the introduction of its latest shaft family, Newton Golf Company has experienced a triple-digit year-over-year revenue growth. The CEO, Greg Campbell, expressed satisfaction with the first quarter results, noting a 246% revenue increase. This success underscores the performance of the Newton Motion Shaft. For more information, investors can visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/NWTG.
Biomed News Breaks. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., NASDAQ, RNAZ, of RNAi pioneer Philip Zamore to Scientific Advisory Board. Transcode Therapeutics, Inc., RNAZ, has appointed Dr. Philip D. Zamore, a pioneer in RNA interference research and co-founder of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, to its Scientific Advisory Board. Dr. Zamore, chair of the RNA Therapeutics Institute at UMass Chan Medical School, is renowned for his work in RNA biology and gene silencing mechanisms. His election to the National Academy of Sciences underscores his impact. TransCode leaders see this addition as a strategic enhancement to their RNA-targeted cancer therapy programs focusing on treating metastatic tumors. The company's lead candidate, TTX-MC138, targets tumors overexpressing microRNA-10B, a known biomarker of metastasis. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Rock Breaks, Lahontan Gold Corp., TSX, LGCCXF, engages IBN to lead corporate communications strategy. Lahontan Gold Corp. has engaged IBN to lead its corporate communications strategy as it advances its gold and silver projects in Nevada's Walker Lane District. With a focus on unlocking oxide resource value from past producing sites, Lahontan aims to transition toward near-term production through capital-efficient strategies. IBN will utilize its expansive distribution network to boost visibility and engagement with investors, media, and the broader market. Lahontan Gold Corp. is a Canadian mine development and mineral exploration company with four top-tier gold and silver exploration properties in Nevada. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website at lahontangoldcorp.com. After replacing 700 employees with AI, Klarna is now rehiring. Klarna's CEO, Sebastian Siemiatkowski, admits the heavy reliance on AI for customer support led to a drop in service quality. After replacing 700 employees with AI, the company is now rehiring. This move comes after cutting costs proved detrimental. For AI firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc., Klarna's shift in strategy may signal a new direction in customer service.
Gold's safe haven status could further assert itself this week. Gold ended the week with strong gains as investors sought safe haven assets amid concerns about the U.S. dollar's reliability. Moody's downgrade of America's credit outlook drove gold prices to $3,200 per ounce, with spot gold now at $3,361.2 per ounce. While some analysts are cautiously optimistic about the U.S. Memorial Day holiday calming market nerves, gold's status as a safe haven asset remains strong. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., TMET, could benefit from this trend. Biomed news breaks. TransCode Therapeutics, Inc., Nasdaq appoints RNAi pioneer Philip Zamor to Scientific Advisory Board. TransCode Therapeutics, Inc., Nasdaq, has appointed Dr. Philip D. Zamor, a pioneer in RNA interference research and co-founder of Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, to its Scientific Advisory Board. Dr. Zamor, chair of the RNA Therapeutics Institute at UMass Chan Medical School, is known for his work in RNA biology and gene silencing. His election to prestigious institutions highlights his impact on the field. TransCode leaders see this addition as enhancing their RNA-targeted cancer therapy programs, focusing on treating metastatic disease with RNA therapeutics. The company's lead candidate, TTX-MC138, targets metastatic tumors overexpressing microRNA-10B. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at ibn.fm/RNAZ.
Tech Media Breaks, Onar Holding Corporation, OTCQBONR, to present at Centurion One Capital LA Summit. Onar Holding Corporation, a marketing technology firm and agency network, will present at the Centurion One Capital 5th Annual LA Summit on June 6. Chairman and CEO Claude Zdano is scheduled to speak at 1:50 p.m. PDT and will host investor meetings. Onar recently appointed John Bond to its board, adding momentum to its growth narrative. The company aims to provide unparalleled marketing services through an integrated, AI-driven approach. With nearly 50 employees across five continents, Onar's agencies service over 45 clients in various industries, ranging from performance marketing to healthcare marketing and experiential events. Onar is actively seeking agencies to acquire and expand its network.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., QNTM, receives Australian ethics approval for Phase 2 trial of FSD-202 in MCAS patients. Quantum Biopharma, listed on NASDAQ QNTM, has received approval in Australia to conduct a Phase 2 clinical trial for FSD-202 in MCAS patients. The trial will evaluate the drug's effectiveness in treating chronic pain associated with MCAS. FSD-202, based on ultramicronized palmitoyl ethanolamide, aims to address inflammation-related conditions and provide a new therapeutic option for MCAS. With 60 patients enrolled, the trial will measure pain reduction over 56 days. Quantum Biopharma executives highlighted the urgent need for safe alternatives and are ready to advance clinical development to address this debilitating disorder.
Investor news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC, NASDAQ BREA, celebrates Caledonia Braves Phoenix Trophy victory in UEFA-recognized tournament. Brera Holdings PLC, BREA, is celebrating the victory of its Scottish club Caledonia Braves in the 2025 Phoenix Trophy, where they defeated FC United of Manchester 3-1. The tournament, recognized by UEFA and known as the Champions League for Amateurs, brought together 16 non-professional clubs from across Europe. Brera Holdings is focused on expanding its social impact football business by developing a global portfolio of emerging sports clubs to provide opportunities for tournament prizes, sponsorships, and professional consulting services. For more information, visit Brera Holdings PLC's website at www.breraholdings.com.
Investor news breaks. McEwen Mining Inc., NYXTN, recognizes Goliath Resources, TSXT, OTCQB, TRF, as 40,000-meter drill campaign launches at Sherbet Discovery. McEwen Mining Inc. congratulates Goliath Resources Limited, OTRF, on launching its 40,000-meter drill campaign at the Gold Digger property in British Columbia's Golden Triangle. The campaign will focus on expanding the high-grade gold discovery at Sherbet, targeting lateral and depth expansion, feeder dikes, and structural intersections. With over 92,000 meters drilled and support from the Colorado School of Mines, Goliath aims to unlock further value from the vein system. McEwen Mining commends this data-driven approach and technical momentum behind one of the Golden Triangle's significant gold discoveries. Connected vehicles are leaping into the driver's lane, and Iteris software and hardware stack is playing a role. Connected vehicle technology is no longer just a concept, with cities and agencies worldwide implementing it to improve safety and reduce congestion. The market is projected to reach $446.6 billion by 2033, growing at a rate of 19.5% over a decade. Iteris Inc. is at the forefront of this movement, offering AI-powered sensors, cameras, and software, like V2X Connect, which recently received certification for its ability to analyze network traffic in real time. Their Vantage Argus CV software provides a hardware-agnostic solution for collecting travel time data and optimizing traffic flow. Paired with Bluetoad Spectra CV, a roadside unit combining multiple wireless technologies, Iteris is positioning itself as a leader in the connected vehicle space.
Biomed news breaks. NanoVericides, American NNVC, to present breakthrough antiviral platform at Bio International Convention. NanoVericides Inc., American NNVC, will present at the Bio International Convention 2025 in Boston, focusing on their antiviral platform. Dr. Anil R. Dewan will discuss NV387, a broad-spectrum antiviral nearing Phase 2 trials for Mpox, RSV, influenza A, and coronaviruses. This therapy aims to transform viral treatment, similar to antibiotics for bacterial care. NanoVericides will also showcase candidates targeting herpes viruses and HIV, along with their NanoVericide platform for oral delivery and tissue-specific targeting. Dr. Dewan will be available for meetings via biopartnering from June 16 to 19. For more information, visit nanoviricides.com.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp., OTCQB, ESAUF, reaches key milestone at Montauban as Canadian gold sector gains strength. ES Gold Corp., a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining innovation, has reached a key milestone at Montauban in Quebec. The company successfully delivered its Humphrey spiral concentrators to the site, completing the gravity separation circuit required for gold and silver recovery from historic tailings. This milestone is a significant step towards ES Gold's low-impact tailings-to-cash-flow model, with construction progressing on schedule for first production targeted by year-end 2025. ES Gold is also preparing an updated PEA and plans to release a 3D geological model soon. The company's progress aligns with strong Q1 2025 results from Canadian peers like Barrick Gold, Kinross Gold, and B2 Gold, as Canada solidifies its position as the fourth largest gold-producing nation globally.
Who is building Ecuador's next modern mine? a global mining investment destination. Ecuador is poised for a mine-building surge as President Daniel Noboa's re-election aligns with high metals prices and several projects ready for development. With six projects at the development stage representing at least $10 billion U.S. dollars in investment, Ecuador is becoming a global mining investment destination. For more information about Silvercorp Metals, please visit silvercorpmetals.com/welcome. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering press release syndication for private and public companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Learn more at investorwire.com. Investor news breaks. Newton Golf Company Inc., NASDAQ NWTG, regains NASDAQ compliance following strong Q1 results. Newton Golf Company Inc., WTG, has regained compliance with NASDAQ Listing Rule 5550B1 after reporting $6.2 million in stockholders' equity in its Q1 2025 10Q filing. Executive Chairman Greg Campbell credited the resolution to the company's financial strength and growing market traction. Newton Golf posted 246% year-over-year revenue growth in Q1 2025, with gross margins reaching 70%, driven by rising adoption of its Newton Motion shaft across retail channels and pro tours. Now used by over 40 professional players, the brand continues to expand globally and reinforce its innovation credentials within the performance golf segment. Biomed news breaks. Orgenix Inc., Emu American, sets 1-for-30 reverse stock split effective June 3rd. Orgenix Inc., American OG, has approved a 1-for-30 reverse stock split of its common shares effective June 3rd, 2025. The move aims to boost the company's share price and appeal to long-term investors by consolidating every 30 shares into one. Shares will begin trading on a split-adjusted basis under the existing symbol OGEN with a new CUSIP number. CEO Janet Huffman stated the action aligns with Orgenix's strategy to enhance its capital markets profile while advancing treatments for brain-related health conditions.
Nephros to host analyst and investor virtual event. Nephros Inc., NASDAQ, will host an analyst and investor virtual event featuring CEO Robert Banks and CFO Judy Crandall on June 16, 2025 at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The event aims to provide insights into the company's growth drivers and engage with investors directly through a live Q&A session. Nephros is a leading water technology company offering filtration solutions to medical and commercial markets, focusing on water safety. For more information and registration, visit the company's website. The event will also feature discussions on emerging trends in the water safety landscape, emphasizing Nephros's commitment to innovation and shareholder value. Under construction, four stocks capitalizing on the U.S. building boom. The U.S. construction industry is booming in 2025 with total spending at $2.19 trillion, up nearly 3% year-over-year. JFB Construction Holdings, JFB, is making waves with $69.5 million in new contracts across various sectors. Prologis, NYLD, maintains stability with a $1 quarterly dividend and strong earnings. Lennar Corporation, LEN, adapts to the housing market, reporting $7.2 billion in revenue. Toll Brothers, NYSE, TOL, sees solid Q2 results and invests in luxury residential markets. These companies are capitalizing on the construction boom with strategic moves and financial strength.
Healthcare Triangle secures major health system contracts and expands AI-powered EHR services. Nationwide, Healthcare Triangle Inc. secures approximately $1 million in new multi-year strategic contracts with a top-tier university medical system and the largest hospital system on the East Coast. The company is expanding its AI and EHR integration services, introducing an AI-powered SaaS product called Readable.ai. This platform automates document management processes, transforming unstructured clinical text into structured data for enhanced clinical decision-making. HCTI is shifting towards a recurring revenue model with scalable, AI-powered solutions to drive growth and profitability. The company is also exploring Epic workflow integrations for community health systems, aiming to enhance clinical efficiency and deliver scalable solutions at lower cost. With a focus on innovation and strategic partnerships with leading public cloud providers, HCTI is poised for sustainable, technology-driven growth.
TNL Mediagene getting noticed on Wall Street. Benchmark Equity Research starts coverage with speculative buy, $3.50 per share price target. TNL Mediagene, a next-gen media company focused on millennial and Gen Z audiences in Japan and Taiwan, is making waves on Wall Street. Benchmark Equity Research initiated coverage with a speculative buy rating and set a $3.50 per share price target, implying nearly 350% growth. With major publications like Business Insider Japan and Gizmodo Japan, TNL Mediagene boasts about 45 million monthly unique users. The company's technology-first approach to advertising and marketing, leveraging AI and data from over 175 million digital footprints, sets it apart. As regulations change the landscape, TNL Mediagene's trusted brands and ability to provide omnichannel solutions make it a prime target for advertising opportunities. With a dual growth strategy focusing on organic and inorganic growth, TNL Mediagene is expected to deliver sustainable long-term value for both clients and stakeholders.
Radar Inc., doing business as Telvantis, schedules virtual investor call to review Q1 25 strategic milestones and future outlook. Telvantis, a leading technology-driven telecommunications and enterprise solutions provider, has scheduled a virtual investor call for Monday, June 2, 2025, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This meeting will cover Telvantis's first quarter performance, recent strategic initiatives, financial achievements, and future growth plans. Investors can register for the event online and submit questions in advance by emailing ir@telvantis.com with the subject line Investor Call Question by May 30, 2025. Telvantis CEO Daniel Contreras emphasized the importance of transparent communication with shareholders and looks forward to sharing progress and engaging with investors during the call.
Car Garage Expert launches rapid roadside assistance services across Dubai. Car Garage Expert, a trusted leader in automotive solutions, has launched its 24/7 rapid roadside assistance services across Dubai. This service offers fast support for motorists facing unexpected breakdowns, including emergency towing, battery jump starts, flat tire changes, fuel delivery, and more. CEO Mian Mohammed Fahad Malik aims to eliminate stress and danger on the road with a rapid response team available around the clock. Each unit is staffed by trained professionals, ensuring prompt service with a focus on safety and customer satisfaction. This expansion aligns with Car Garage Expert's vision to be a one-stop destination for all automotive needs in Dubai.
Car Garage Expert in Dubai redefines auto aesthetics with new paint and upholstery services. Car Garage Expert, a trusted name in Dubai's automotive service industry, is proud to announce the expansion of its offerings with specialized car paint and car upholstery services, bringing next-level craftsmanship and customization to car owners across the city. Located conveniently in Dubai, Car Garage Expert is setting a new benchmark for automotive styling and interior restoration. Whether clients seek a complete color transformation, precision touch-ups, or custom interior upgrades, the garage provides high quality, durable, and aesthetically striking solutions tailored to each vehicle. The car paint service utilizes advanced spray booth technology and eco-friendly paint systems for a flawless finish and long-lasting protection. The car upholstery division specializes in premium fabrics, leather restorations, custom stitching, and complete interior overhauls, all done by experienced technicians. Contact Car Garage Expert for professional maintenance, repair, and customization solutions.
Moi Moi Fine Jewelry redefines a classic with the launch of the Modern Bezel Collection. Moi Moi Fine Jewelry introduces the Bezel Collection, a modern take on the classic bezel setting. Designed for the modern minimalist, this collection features rings, bands, and bracelets that highlight the beauty of the gemstone. With a focus on simplicity and elegance, each piece is crafted to let the stone shine. The collection includes styles like Lottie, Ileana, and Jolene, as well as matching bands and bracelets. Bezel settings offer both protection and symbolism, making them ideal for everyday wear. Celebrities like Lily Collins and Zoe Kravitz have embraced this trend, and now Australian jewelry lovers can too. The Bezel collection is now available at Moi Moi's flagship stores and online.
MS Tech announces its Homeland Security and Defense Division has deployed its ExploScan, DuoScan, and ThreatScan detection systems across Europe and Southeast Asia. MS Tech Ltd., a global developer of nanotechnology sensors, has announced that its Homeland Security and Defense Division has deployed its ExploScan, DuoScan, and ThreatScan detection systems across Europe and Southeast Asia. The recent increase in demand for explosives detection systems in aviation security and border control sectors has led to multiple shipments and installations of MS Tech's innovative trace and vapor detection systems. These systems offer advanced security measures and operational efficiency, replacing outdated radioactive instrumentation with green and safe HFQCM nanotechnology sensors. MS Tech's flagship products, including ExploScan, DuoScan, LiquiScan, MultiScan, and ThreatScan, provide high levels of sensitivity and reliability for various security applications. With over 25 years of experience in sensor technology, MS Tech continues to lead in the development and deployment of cutting-edge detection solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.